Welcome back, 416, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. It is indeed Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times. And I'm joined now by Mary Beth Hicks, Washington Times columnist and author of the book, Don't Let the Kids Drink the Kool-Aid, Confronting the Left's Assault on Our Families, Faith, and Freedom. In today's Washington Times, Then Again column is entitled, Mommy Wars is Class Warfare in Disguise. Mary Beth, how are you?
I'm good. Andy, how
are
you doing today?
I'm just doing, it's a Wednesday. I'm just kind of middle of the week, cruising down the highway. Listen, I knew you would have fun with this. Isn't it funny, the disconnect of the left?
Yeah, you know, I guess I just have to say we're just not that dumb. I mean, even though we're home, you know, apparently making cookies and having tea and not doing a lick of work, we sometimes conservatives, stay-at-home moms, actually can see through the vitriol of the left intended to incite nonsense and hysteria and all kinds of jazz, but really, it really didn't have anything to do with whether Ann Romney was a stay-at-home mom. It had to do with the fact that she could be. It wasn't about staying home. It was about being able to stay home because she was rich.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder if Hillary Rosen really thought this out and thought anything good would come of her comments, or do you think it was just off the cuff? It's what she truly believed.
Well, I think it's both. I actually think that she was part and is part of the strategy to attack the Romneys as being too rich and out of touch with the American public, with regular families, to have any concept of what we regular families are going through. I think that part of the strategy she was in on and knew about, and she intended to do that. But then I think she misspoke and misstepped, and it was just really poorly executed, if you ask me. And everybody, I think it's pretty widely agreed that she stepped in the puppy poop. But, you know, that having said that, you know, what was great about it was she was just so transparent. Clearly, nobody wants to criticize mothers for staying home with their children from the right or the left.
Yeah.
What she wanted to do was say, you're so rich, you don't know how bad people have it. You can't possibly appreciate the economy. What? We can't have an opinion about the economy unless we collect, you know, welfare or we have bridge cards. I mean, is that the deal? I hardly think that's appropriate.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because I heard a comment from a woman who was married to, I want to say married to a military type here in town. Forgive me, but it was something I just caught last week. And she said because she was, you know, a stay-at-home mom, when they were asked to go to parties, cocktail parties in particular, she would be there, you know, with her husband, and inevitably a woman would come over and say, hi, what do you do? And she'd go, I'm a stay-at-home mom. And she said people would just, they turn and they sort of walk away. It's almost as if, well, you can't help me. I'm out here networking and you're just a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah. And, you know, that war has been prosecuted and has been concluded, I think, in a lot of ways. And that, you know, a lot of women, I think, who've had to work or have chosen to work, struggle with guilt, struggle with feeling that, you know, maybe they're inadequate as mothers. And then, you know, don't want to feel judged. And so part of the walking away, Andy, I think, is feeling judged, you know, that they worry that they look good. I certainly, part of it is just the, you know, opportunists who don't think you have anything to offer them because you're a stay-at-home mom, which, by the way, having been called more than a million times by my working friends for rides for their kids or cover me on the cookies I forgot to send or whatever, you know, I mean, we stay-at-home moms provide a lot of support in our community.
Yeah.
People who have great jobs and can't always get away from work, and we understand that, and it's fine. Keep calling, friends. You know, it's fine. But, you know, I think that part of it is, you know, is just this ridiculous byproduct of a comment that was poorly considered. And you know, to that extent, I certainly agree with Barack Obama, though I think we believe it was poorly considered for the wrong reasons, for different reasons, but yeah.
You know, it was very funny to me how quickly the left got out and just disavowed any knowledge of this woman.
Yeah, bus meet Hillary. This is your new home. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
because, you know, you can't, the problem is when it backfires, it's so ugly. We saw not only were they trying to stir up dissension among women and making people feel defensive about their choices and all this nonsense, but also, when you see someone actually stirring up class warfare like that, it isn't a pretty picture. And clearly, people don't want to criticize their friends who are more well-off, nor do they want to feel sorry for themselves. But what we all want is an economic environment in which families of all stripes can make the choice to stay home with children, whether it's a father or mother. And, you know, I would argue moms do that best and most naturally. And, you know, and so you know, really, isn't it in everyone's best interest that we have an economy that works for all families, where we can, you know, make that choice if we'd like to make it and not be driven into the workforce by virtue of the fact that we can't make a living?
Yeah. And let me ask you something about your gut reaction when you heard it. If I read correctly, you really weren't offended by it?
Well, no, because I think they're kind of dopey, don't you? I mean, yeah, no. Well, I wasn't offended by it because I saw through it. I mean, you know, yeah. I mean, I guess that would be the point. I mean, no stay-at-home mom, and I'm a work-from-home mom, likes to be, you know, looked down on. But I just think that is so, you know, to borrow a phrase from Barack Obama when he was still a U.S. senator, the culture wars are so 90s, you know. The mommy wars are so 90s. Really? I mean, you're going to dig that one up again? We're all grown up past that.
Yeah.
And so I wasn't offended. I just thought it was lame, you know. And clearly, since it makes no political sense to criticize stay-at-home mothers, there must have been another purpose of it. And sure enough, that purpose is for us to all resent the Romneys because they have money. That's absurd. You know, I want to be like the Romneys. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I think we all do, don't we, Andy?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. I'll take 1/10 of the Romneys. I'll take 100th of them.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we went from the war on women to the war on moms. And now I guess we'll have to move on to something else because both of these just don't seem to be sticking.
Yeah, and then if you go to Twitter, now we have a war on dogs. So, you know, clearly we're moving our way to every issue except what's really on people's minds and in their hearts, right?
Yeah.
I'm really hopeful that instead of all this nonsense that Barack Obama will try and stay focused on defending his performance in office and defending his record, because I think clearly the reason we're having all these, you know, side comments and side issues that aren't even issues is because he doesn't want to talk about the real issue, which is we're not better off than we were, and American families economically are way not better off than we were. We can't wait this long for improvement. We're desperate for change. That's positive.
Yeah. The war on dogs. I had a laugh out loud. I heard the, Romney, obviously, this was relating to something he did many years ago. He put the dog on top of the family station wagon in a cage, and they went down the road, and he's taken a great deal of heat from it. But someone found the audio book that Obama had voiced, and he admits to eating dog meat as a kid, and so now we've got this. We've got both sides involved in this.
Yeah, there's a Twitter meme, Obama dog recipes. I contributed this one for movies, buttered popcorn. Come on. Oh, that was cute. I didn't get retweeted, but it was cute. It's out there, and it is fascinating that, you know, he can do anything. He can eat a dog, and it's fine, you know.
Yeah.
And the Romneys put the dog in the kennel on top of the roof back in the day when people practically put their children on top of the roof.
Heck,
exaggerating, that's a joke. And, you know, had a carload of a family of seven, and that is considered some sort of horrible thing to do. I have days when I'm, you know, don't we all have a dog we sometimes wish would go out and play in traffic? Okay, no kidding.
You know, it's very interesting because you just brought up you conjured up a thought from many, many years ago, and that was, I used to hate having to ride in the back of my dad's pickup truck. We lived out in the rural areas, and that was common. That was common to me. Kids used to love to do that. I was one that really didn't like it, and, you know, my father said, get in the back of the truck.
Get in the back, and, you know, you didn't want to swallow any more bugs, and we can appreciate that about you, Andy.
Thank you.
Remember back in the day when, you know, you'd misbehave in the car, and your dad would pull over and make you walk a mile down the expressway to cool everybody's tempers
That's true.
And that would get you arrested now, and probably rightly so, but, you know, not a good plan. But still, you know, I just think that some of these things are meant to be so provocative, and they're not. We people out here in the hinterlands are just not that dumb.
All right, Mary Beth, great to talk to you again. Folks, if you haven't read it, check it out. It's in today's Washington Times. Mommy Wars is Class Warfare in Disguise by Mary Beth Hicks. We'll talk perhaps next week. Thank you, Mary Beth.
I'm around. Thanks.
See you later. 425, 730 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times.